This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the United States, turning out made in the USA swing away augers and other products specifically for corn and soybean growers from a plant at Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show this week. You'll see Brandt grain carts in the combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember. It's lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the country. Want to be number one? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I am here because Max is at day two of the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, and let's hope that the weather doesn't clear things out like it did yesterday. Today, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and his Undersecretary Bill Northey of Iowa will be at the show. A lot of people at that Farm Progress Show are going to be talking about Dale Cochran. He was the former Iowa Speaker of the House, but more importantly, three-term Agriculture Secretary for the state of Iowa. He passed away Monday in West Des Moines at the age of 89. So many people have been dying in Grand Rapids, Michigan because of opioid overdoses that the county medical examiner says he needs another $500,000 to keep up with autopsies. He says his staff is just worn to a nub as a result of all of the opioid-related deaths in Kent County. Missouri now has a law prohibiting food makers from using the word meat to refer to anything but animal flesh. This takes aim at manufacturers of what has been dubbed fake or non-traditional meat, and anyone who misrepresents their fake meat as real meat may be fined $1,000 and spend a year in prison. Brain injury experts will tell you there is no football helmet that will absolutely protect the noggin against brain injury. But the helmets are getting better, and the Indiana Hoosiers are going to be sporting the latest and greatest at their season opener on September 8th. These helmets are not cheap. Indiana spent $130,000 to purchase new helmets for the entire roster of just over 100 players. Pheasant hunters who do their hunting in South Dakota and Iowa are going to be happy to hear that the state's surveys of pheasants show a lot of birds out there. Season opens October 20th in South Dakota, October 27th in Iowa, which is said to have the second best bird conditions in about 10 years. Meanwhile, did you see the roseate spoonbill? The roseate spoonbill. Hundreds of birdwatchers recently flocked to a Twin Cities dock for a look at a roseate spoonbill making its verifiable debut in Minnesota. Sure enough, the pinkish and rose-colored bird with a wide and flat bill that one birdwatcher described as looking as if Dr. Seuss designed it made an appearance before taking off. Experts say it's probably the same one that was seen earlier this month near St. Louis and near Cedar Rapids. The roseate spoonbill is a native to the Gulf Coast, and this one is not likely to be spending much time around this area because the bird prefers Central and South America during the winter. Well, maybe a funny-looking bird with a funny name, but it's no dodo. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.